Welcome, everybody, to the very first episode of Voice Acting Alliance, the podcast. I'm your host, Big T Unit 1. You can also call me Big T. Joining me today would be Adam, one of the... Would I call you an admin, I guess, maybe?
No, I'm technically a mod.
You know, I'm going to call you an admin. All right.
He's going to call me... I'm not an admin. I have no admin powers.
Well, anyway, to get people up to speed, this is basically going to be a podcast available, hopefully each week, that's just going to allow the members to get to know the site better, notice productions they might not have noticed before, just listen to some great stuff that's around here, just to help you get involved. Plus, we're going to have things like contests, we're going to definitely have things for promotions. If there are projects that you like, we can promote it for you. We're just going to work it all that way. We're going to see how it goes from here. Anyway, I thought the first thing we'd bring up is a good production from around the area. Now, you can usually find the standard fare of anime clips, or you could find your usual fan twisting on an object, but a lot of times original projects do tend to stick out, even though they don't always get the attention they deserve. There's a particular project I wanted to point out to people because it's actually gotten all the way to episode 9 and has no hints of actually
stuff.
They actually have finished season 1 of it, and there's no indication that's ever going to really stop. Now, this might sound biased because I'm in it, but very small part. I'm just there for exposition's sakes. But the show is called Dreamcatcher. It's by a user named Merity. She's been on the site for a few years, and this has been her baby project the entire time. It took about 2.5 years to finish. Overall, really high quality product. They play it on a radio station in Ohio every Friday. So if you're out there in Ohio, be sure to listen. If not, you can visit her on her site. It's basically just going to be Dreamcatcher. It should be .org or .com.
It's DreamcatcherAudio.com.
Well, the big thing that stuck out to me about this project overall is even though it did take a very long time, there was a way that they managed to not only grip the cast as a producer, which is very hard to do over a long period of time, but also just have this thing that was very well written. It was a very much a original concept. Great writing, great cast, good voice acting overall. Not everyone. I'm not going to include myself on that.
Oh, shut up. You were good in it.
Don't drop things, you.
Sorry. That was me lying. I mean, me being truthful.
Of course not.
Okay.
other voice actors definitely pay attention on that. You'd be surprised. A lot of former voice actors. Once you don't see so much anymore.
I wouldn't really call them former voice actors. I would just be like they're focusing more on other things, so they're not as active on the VAA.
You're not going to see them around the forum quite as often as someone else. But I mean, we've had voice actors like Mipa on it. We've had Bomberman. We've had Sam Haft, Douglas Barbieri, Russ.
Russ is like in everything, so he's never going to not be active.
Well, he's in our theme, so that's what makes it great. Different story for a different time.
Yeah. But
a nice little exposure to voice actors you don't necessarily get to hear in every production, but they're in these great original productions that honestly are very creative exploits in most cases, of course. I'm not going to I'm speaking generalities, but a lot of them are really inventive, a lot of fun to listen to most of the time. Some of it's kind of badly mixed, but this one, great mixing overall, just good quality cast, just a really nice listen. Plus, follow it. It's going to keep going, so definitely take a listen.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, the first season's over, and there's definitely going to be a second season. You know, Mirror Image is another one that I put in there because we're getting that to come back out. That was, I think would it be safe to say that B-Square Productions was pretty much like the king of original stuff back then?
Back in the day, I mean, there was...
Because they had... They like busted stuff out like all the time.
Tell us about Mirror's Edge. Do you have
Image?
Yeah. Mirror Image, I should say. Mirror's Edge, that's a video game.
Yeah, you mean Bomberman's project.
Yeah, tell us about Bomberman's Mirror's Image.
Mirror Image. There's only 2 episodes out now, but that, you know, it's almost been 2 years since the second episode came out, but he is working on it and getting the third one out eventually. Merity's in it. You know, she plays the lead in that one. It's about... I'm going to read the synopsis.
Cheater.
Shut up. It It's my... whatever.
Nice try, buddy. Keep going.
I'm sorry. Mirror Image is the story of intertwining lives, loves, and missions of three people. That's all you need to know. Like, right there. There's love. Come on. And it's intertwining? Come on, man. How can you...
Nothing's more complicated than love that is intertwining.
Oh, God, no. It's the best kind of love. Come on.
It's guy love between two guys.
Two guys.
Anyway.
Wow.
So, Dreamcatcher, Mirror's Image... Very good productions.
Yeah, very definitely has a lot of the older feel. Definitely has a lot of the older voice actors. Like you said, Mipa's in it, you know, and you did a great job in it, you know. So
me?
Yeah, in Dreamcatcher. I mean, your character sucks, but you did a great job.
My character is, hey, you want to know about something? I'll ask the question so you don't have to. Without giving too much away, listen to this project. Go in there with an open mind because it's definitely out of the realm of reality, in a sense. It's got some definite realism to it. The characters are very real. But, you know, dreams aren't always what they appear to be. That's the only hint I'm going to give. So, Dreamcatcher, great production. Mirror Image. I almost keep saying Mirror's Edge.
There's a lot of original productions that we'll definitely go over and throughout time, and Travis will definitely go into details into them. At least the ones that he's in, because... You know,
well, to put it the best way, we're going to have opportunities for you guys, the listening public, to actually get your project promoted. If you feel like maybe it's just not getting the attention it needs for auditions, or if you just need more people to listen for critiques, feel free to contact us. You can find us usually on VAA if you need to send us a PM. And a lot of times we'll listen to the production, give you honest feedback, and more often than not, we'll promote it. Especially if it's something decent. We want to give you props if you made something good.
Yeah, if you give us like crap, we're going to ignore it.
We'll polish the turd, but I mean, that's about as far as you can get with that.
I mean, because, you know, apparently there's really, according to certain people, original projects on this forum aren't good because they're all amateur.
Hey, we don't name people on this podcast.
I didn't name anyone. I'm just saying.
You know who you are, and shut your mouth. All right.
Wow. Wow,
that is going to be also censored.
I do want to point out some of the newer ones that I've seen come out. I'm not going to go into detail with them now because that just defeats the purpose. But I would suggest, I would definitely check out Altered Mindset by Sidonia that was just put out recently. Very impressive, and I believe it's her first one.
Production overall, or first original production?
First original radio play, and it's really good. Mm. Very talented people. A lot of people that I would love to work with at some point.
Adam is giving out his card.
Yes, I am.
I'm censoring that too. Don't worry about it.
Censor that. Oops, censor.
There's a lot of beeps here.
There's gonna be a lot of beeps. Yes, Dies Irae. Definitely check that out. By Zanky. That guy's been here forever, and he's very big at advocating original productions, and he really tries to help out a lot of people. To be honest, this guy is awesome because he actually has various signatures, like little mini banners promoting. He's a walking advertisement. So many talented people on this forum. And you know what? I know we've been talking a lot about original productions, and while we like to focus on it, because personally, I think a lot of the original productions show so much more talent. And a lot more creativity of these of people, you know, not taken away from fan productions or fan dubs or anything other fans like live action movies, but to take something
you don't see
original
those too often, but they do pop up.
They do pop
time
up,
time.
You know, and but to take something original that you made your own and develop it into something and see it through, just to me, it just takes a lot more effort, and it just shows a lot more of your dedication to this art form.
Look at original productions if you haven't done so already. Of course, you can always keep up doing the fan dubs here and there, as long as they're not full series.
Yeah, don't try and do a full series, because one, that's delusional. You're not going to do a full series.
I don't care if you're like, there's only like 11 episodes. 11 episodes is a lot of lines for voice actors.
Yeah.
And not all of them are willing to work over 3 years for you to mix it.
Yes, some of us get lucky and work with awesome people who stick with you.
I thought we'd change gears here to a certain subject I like to call VA pet peeves. I'm quite aware that this is a thread, but I feel like there's certain levels you just can't discuss on an internet forum, at least not in a sense that you can hold a conversation. So let's mention my voiceover pet peeve number one, and this is more of this form related as opposed to voice acting. If you make an audition thread for an original production and you don't have pictures, that doesn't make an excuse to use generic anime pictures.
Yes.
I know that you like the pictures. You certainly have a large collection of them. But at the same time, it lowers the quality of image you get from your production. Plus, a lot of times it looks just kind of silly when one picture has this random anime girl with humongous eyes. And then the next picture has a boy in a half shirt. I mean...
Yeah, stylistically, if the art is drastically different, it does not make your production look professional or well put together. It's quite the opposite, actually.
Also, if you're going to be putting pictures in there, try to keep it to a consistent size. If you're going to have a tiny picture of a guy's head, like avatar size, and then you're going to have a 1600 by 1200 picture from some DVD of this giant figure on there on the next one, it looks so odd that, again, you lose that professional quality mix. People, we have paint. Everyone has paint. Unless you have a Mac, and then in that case, you're still good because you have a program for it. But
yeah, you do.
You PC people, you have paint. It's the easiest program to use in the world. You just take your picture, drag in there, and resize. Resize them all the same size, you'll get more auditions. That's not wrong for me to assume, is it, Adam?
No, I think it goes more towards the layout of your audition thread, which is very important because it's all about presentation. And a lot of people, if you put up a thread, you know, for an audition thread, and it's gone a week or so and you're not getting any hits, seriously reevaluate the layout of your thread. Look at it, look at other people's, see how it is. Because let's be honest, you know, voice actors are skimming through these, looking for anything they can find that's interesting, and they want to get stuff out. They're not sticking around to read into things. And this actually trails into my pet peeve, which is kind of in the same relation.
Mm-hmm.
do not open up your auditions thread and say, hey, I'm doing this series and this is fun, but you know what? If you're interested, just email me for more information on the characters. It's like, what? Don't do that.
Yeah.
That is.
It comes from I think it comes from the sense that, look, when people look at your thread, they kind of glance through it. They're not going to read line for line. A lot of times they're going to be looking on its design. If you're not willing to put the effort into the thread, most likely you're not going to put the effort into the production. At least that's what most people will assume.
Yeah.
So if you make it look gorgeous, you will get auditions. Most of the time, you will get auditions. Or at least, you know, yeah, of course, you can't make something gorgeous and then have an uninteresting subject.
Yeah.
But, you know, what creative outlet is uninteresting? Unless you're making a radio play about knitting. I can imagine that being kind of boring.
We should try that.
I should give it a shot, but make it more action-packed. Anyway, I felt that that's kind of adequate complaining. Another pet peeve. Too much complaining. So we're going to cut it right
Too much complaining.
So from that point, I wanted to actually talk about a little bit of advice time. Just kind of bring up those little things that can help you get out there. Get definitely more of a voice acting attention, or if you just want to get more attention on the site. Either way, these are things to improve the quality of your production or improve just overall quality of you being there. So what I'm going to talk about today is your voiceover demo reel. A lot of people go in there with a lot of inexperience. Especially when you're new, you end up seeing a lot of demos of a lot of different types. What's important to know about your demo is that this object should represent all your skill. Everything that makes you a good voice actor should be in this demo, and it should be short and honestly just entertaining to listen to, something that can keep you engaged. I think a lot of times people don't put much effort into it. They'll just take lines from, say, an audition or a production that may have been okay, but doesn't display their voice acting qualities. Your voice acting demo is a very important aspect of how you present yourself to people. It's almost like your resume or your business card. It should be well designed. You should take your time with it, and you got to make sure it actually shows all your talents. Now, as I said, it doesn't mean you should be using lines from auditions. What you should be focusing on is trying to make a demo that's unique. Try to keep something that's going to keep someone's interest, and most importantly, focus on the acting aspect of it. It's always fun to do crazy voices, but honestly, the most important demo that people are looking for is the commercial demo. And the commercial demo is pretty much your normal voice in all the parts. Now, you know, you could lower it and make it a little higher, but consistently, it's going to be your normal voice. You don't get many commercials where you're a pirate or things like that. It's mainly you just talking. So what's important is to act these certain parts, but that's the main focus, is to draw out the acting, the delivery, the pacing, everything like that. Is there anything you want to add to that, Adam?
For demo, to be honest, that's probably better than anything I could say. I think you got it straight up. For demo reels, it's not my best subject. I haven't made one. Yeah, so I don't think there's really much that I can add to that except listen to him.
So ways you can end up helping improving your demo reel. When you have the audio, try to look for a program that allows you to increase the quality of your voice. Because not only are they looking for just good acting, but I mean, you can't hear good acting through a headset. It's just not possible. You act better when you have a better microphone. You can hear the nuances, the quality, without hearing the hisses or the really bad noises. So one of the silly things to invest in is just a good microphone. That does help your voice acting. But, you know, that's only a start. From there, you should focus on editing your overall quality of your voice. There are certain compressors. There's certain different kind of things you can affect during these different programs that make your voices sharper. They increase some bass levels. They just make your voice move from just being an average semi-professional production to something you'd probably hear in a commercial. It's something you can definitely do from your home. It's not impossible. From there, try to look for things that are going to be distinct from one another. One of the biggest faults I find on a lot of voiceover demos on this site are that row after row after row, you'll either get the same kind of read in terms of delivery or pacing, or you'll get the same voice. In the case of most character demos, you'll get voices that will be very similar, which is a tough thing to avoid, especially if you don't have the largest range in the world. In that case, attract away from it. If you're going to use the same voice, do it with a different emotion, with a different pace, a different character. The main thing about the character demo is the character, developing different unique characters for each one. And of course, in the case of the commercial demo, the big thing is being able to say, I can sell this product. I can tell you about soap, and you will be interested in when I tell you about this soap. Of course, no one really is interested in soap. At least you'd hope not. But if you can tell someone that this is the best soap on the planet and they're willing to buy it, then you did a good job. And that's what you have to do with your demo. This basically you're treating as a professional release. Now, if you're focusing on releasing that into a larger market, then it's going to take even more focus because you have to make sure that demo you make is the best quality product you can possibly make. There's no reason for you to release something if you feel like there's a fault. So before you even consider sending it out to anyone, make sure that your demo is pristine. Not questionably and good. Pristine. Perfect. You don't want to have to question any aspect of quality that you're getting sending out to these people, because more often than not, this is your shot of getting people's attention. It's also important to know that the most important part of the demo reel is the first 15 seconds. More often than not, the average agent or producer will throw out a demo within the first 15 seconds if it doesn't catch their attention. So you want to make sure that you start the demo with your best voice, and from there just continue to do your best. With any more hints on that, you can always message us. You can always listen to some other demos on the site, but more often than not, instead of listening on the site, I highly suggest looking up some commercial demos elsewhere. You can go on Google and type in commercial demos, and a lot of them will pop up. You might also want to read up on some of the information on demo reels. I found a certain book by Rodney Salisbury on voice acting about demos to be very informative. So read up, just research, and just make sure that whatever you release is a high-quality product and do your best. And that is my rant corner. So from there, I felt it was a good time to bring up a certain aspect we're going to have on our show, contests. A lot of times on these shows, we try to go off on our own tangents, as I just displayed, but we like to have the fans involved. It definitely shows that you have an interest in listening to us, you have an interest in increasing your quality of your productions, you have an interest in knowing more about these productions, so we like to reward you for it. In the case of this contest, since it is the very first contest, we're looking for something pretty simple. We don't have a banner yet for our podcast. We need something that's going to you know, just say, hey, we're this great podcast. We're here on the VAA. So I'm challenging you, the listening audience, to create us a banner. Either a banner or some form of poster or something advertising the Voice Acting Alliance podcast. We don't give any cuts for it being simplified or, heck, again, you have paint. If you feel like using paint, we are cool with it because, honestly, we'd like to see your attempts using paint. We give plus points for quality, of course, but we also give a lot of plus points for imagination. We're clearly not going to always be looking for the cut and dry normal banner. I mean, this is the Voice Acting Alliance podcast. We're looking for something that will be, every time you see it on the screen pop up when we bring up the podcast, it just makes people smile or just people go, wow, this is a nice quality production. They want to listen to it. And a lot of that has to do with the banner. You won't want to click on it if there was just some sort of junk picture on there or a random stock picture of an orangutan or something like that. It would make no sense.
It's all about presentation.
It's all about presentation, as you just said. So basically, this part of the contest is create the banner. The due date for those will actually be next Friday. So if send your entries, either connected by PM or I'm actually going to create an email address right after this. I'm going to type at the bottom as a URL. It's going to basically just be vaapodcast@gmail.com. It's simple to remember, but I'm also going to leave a link right below this podcast link. If you end up making one, sending us, great. If not, we will be very, very sad. Adam, any comments?
Yeah, just we need support. Well, I don't mean that in a corny way. We want this forum to become more of a community again, like a solid community where we help each other out. And I just have a feeling it feels like it's getting back to that again. You know, mm-hmm. I've seen a sudden surge in original productions and the activity in that forum, which is awesome. The same thing with a lot of the fan stuff, you know. Not gonna neg on fan stuff because there's nothing wrong with that. But I recently, well, you saw it actually, you know, I put mm-hmm. up, there is a thread in the help and information resources about this that I put up earlier today while I was at work. And it's already gotten a good amount of people that are interested and like wanting to help. So I think this is something legit. And as long as there's support, you know, from the forum and the community, I believe this will continue to go on. I think it'll be a great way to network and mm-hmm. meet new people. And like I said, we're going to promote you. The whole point of this thing is to promote all the work that you guys do on this forum.
So we'd love to hear what you think about the podcast, the site, and believe me, we'll listen. We love to hear input, so feel free to contact us by any means possible, as long as it's not by pigeon.
We want guests.
Yes, yes. As we said, feedback is important, and a big part of that is hearing your direct input, even if your direct input is over podcast. So if you would like to be involved in the production, same thing, just message us. We'd love to hear more about you. Of course, because we're very curious people.
Yeah, plug your stuff. That's what we want.
Once again, I thank you all for listening, whoever's listening out there. So as they say in the news, from all of us at the Voice Acting Alliance website, I'm Big T Unit 1.
I'm Adam.
Signing off. Stay classy, VAA.